Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Drew Harwell is an actual recognized authority on various things technological. He covers technology and artificial intelligence for the Washington Post and joins us now to talk about the coming facial recognition wave across America. Hey, Drew, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you?
Good. That was an extremely wordy introduction, but I think I pulled it off. I think a lot of us have followed some of the documentaries about facial recognition in China, and it's pretty cool in a weird way, but pretty scary. What's the newest on facial recognition in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it everywhere. You're seeing it in schools and companies, and, you know, it's still sort of rare, but it's increasing pretty quickly. And the big sort of new front is for police departments and sheriff's office, where they are allowing sort of deputies and investigators to use it to identify people that they meet out on the streets and in the field, and in their way maybe lead to new arrests and new investigations.
How would that work exactly in practicality?
So, you know, if somebody shoplifts out of a store, they're often caught on security or surveillance cameras. The people who call the police, they sort of have the footage, but they don't have any quick way to identify the people. So now these deputies can just sort of take that image, run it through their facial recognition system, which scans all of their sort of jail mugshots and, you know,
okay. So instead of saying it was a guy, he's about 6 foot tall, probably weighed 180 pounds. Well, they just do the facial recognition thing and say, yeah, it's Jimmy Smith. He lives over here, and you go get him.
Well, yeah, does exactly. It have to be somebody who's been in the system?
Yeah, that's right. So okay. It's 300,000 photos right now, and it's everybody who's been sort of arrested.
We'll all be in the system before you know it. We'll all be in the system before you know it, if we aren't already.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, we have to think that there are, you know, the DMV has photos on all of us. There are passport photos.
Good
so these
point.
Databases are out there. They're just not yet connected to those systems. But, you know, the question is, could they ever be, and could we ever be identified like that?
Yes and yes.
Yeah. Right. You know, there's a fine line between aware and paranoid. But, you know, we reference this on the show semi-regularly, Drew, that there are so many federal crimes, nobody even knows how to count them, including the regulations you can violate, which end you up in jail and the rest of it. And I could see a push made that if you get a parking ticket, if you have an overdue library book, if you do anything, you step out of line, we're going to take your picture. That's it. And you get entered into the system, and then everybody's in the system.
Yeah, and that's not really science fiction anymore. I mean, that a part of that happens in China right now, where they have sort of facial recognition cameras set up at intersections. If people jaywalk, it sort of takes a picture of them. It has their identity, and then they're named and shamed effectively. Their pictures and identities are put up in these like public squares as sort of like, you know, moments of embarrassment. So that's not happening here, obviously, but that's just a sign of, you know, how this technology could be used. I mean, it's a way that deputies and police could identify any of us without us really knowing or consenting. And so there's all sorts of questions of privacy and whether we really want that future ahead of us.
How good is it right now, the technology on facial recognition? Is it pretty accurate most of the time?
It all depends on the quality of the image and the images they're looking at, like their database of facial images, right? So,
like if I shave, if all of a sudden, does it not work?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. Yes, it can still work in that. And a lot of the deputies will say, like, oh, you know, even if somebody puts on glasses or they grow out a beard, you know, this can still tell. I mean, it really depends on how good the image is. And, you know, a lot of these surveillance photos are taken from in the ceilings at weird angles. So those tend to be less accurate. And, you know, they're taken in the dark or by, you know, crappy smartphones. So it all depends. But, you know, in this scenario, anything less than perfect accuracy is going to lead to deputies potentially arresting the wrong bad
sure.
guy. Right?
I'm horrified by all this, but the upsides, you know, for the things for good, if we could do away with keys more or less, I'd be happy that you could walk into your building where you work with your face or your house or start your car with your face. You just don't need keys. That'd be awesome.
Drew Harwell covers technology for The Washington Post and is on the line. Yeah, that would be kind of cool, and I think we're moving in that direction. Hey, one thing you mentioned in your piece, which is
that
quite...
That can't be you. You were too fat. You didn't used to be this fat.
No,
that must be somebody different.
No, I've let myself go.
Yeah, I've been eating a lot lately.
One thing in your piece that we'll have a link to so folks can find it easily is that they've actually run artist sketches through the software.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not a way
to see if that looks like anybody.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to wonder, is that really going to give you good results? Like, you know, the system is designed to compare one photo to the other. When you start getting into artist sketches, it all depends on how was the artist feeling that day and how good was the drawing, right? And so, you know, that's going to up the danger of it being a misidentification. So all these people are saying we really shouldn't be using it in that way. But, you know, Amazon, for their point, says whatever. I mean, this is a tool for the deputies. They get to decide. It's all human judgment at the end of the day, because they get to look at the photos and the matches that the system shows up and get to choose. But, you know, I think there's a question of whether, hey, is this system being used for too much? Is there mission creep here, where we're now just sort of throwing photos into the search because it's easy?
Absolutely. Drew Harwell covers tech for the Washington Post. Drew, really interesting stuff. Again, we'll have a link to your piece. Thanks very much for the conversation.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no stopping any of this. All our information,
unless we fight for our rights,
DNA, our faces, everything's going to be everywhere all the time. The government will track everything we do all the time. That is absolutely going to happen in my lifetime.
Ooh, chilling.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall Phillips?
Well, President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, one last verbal blast before checking into jail.
Says who?
Got a startling admission from Boeing about its MAX jets, and yet another organ gets droned.
Another
organ?
Organ.
Oh, like for an organ transplant. What is with the fascination with drones?
I don't know. Yeah, so, if you can work a drone into it, it makes the news.
Wake me when the novelty is worn off.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.